Jack Jones in love with the proper stranger. 445 at 84 WHES. This is Joe Donovan till Wayne Perkey at 5. Good morning, it's Friday, and starting out cool. 47 degrees and nice day, though. I had a new forecast in from Chris Phillips, brand new. We'll see if he's changed anything and get to that in about 5 or 6 minutes. First, we have time to see what's in some of the other news this morning. The National Dream Hotline opens tonight at 7, runs through midnight Sunday. It's an annual project by School of Metaphysics in Missouri. People phone in dreams and experts offer interpretations. One of the most common dreams, a nervous executive walks into a crowded boardroom naked. You've had that dream, so thousands of others. College says it gets thousands of calls every year. Hotline's phone number, by the way, 417-345-8411. Sony Lincoln Square Multiplex in New York City is the most expensive theater in the nation. Cost is $9 a movie. Two tickets, large popcorn, two large sodas, cost you about $28. Sony executive says the theater is also the best because, among other things, ticket holders walk on red carpet past fake palm trees, pagodas, Mayan temple arches. Theaters have Art Deco facades. Here's what the New Yorker say about the price tag. Teens call it weird. Senior citizen longs for days when the tickets cost a dime. Jeanswearers will soon have a line of shoes specifically for the pants they wear. Stride Rite and Levi Strauss say they're teaming to produce casual leather shoes designed for jeanswearers. The shoe line will have a Levi Strauss band, sell for $55 to $110 a pair. Private investment company has purchased a 38-acre Bethel, New York site where Woodstock concert was held in 1969. The new owner plans year-round performing arts complex. Company says it bought the 1,000 acres around the field for a total area about the size of Central Park in New York City. It was part of Max Yasgur's farm where thousands reveled in ankle-deep mud and tie-dying during Woodstock concerts. U.S. Postal Service is now offering stamp honoring Swedish diplomat Raoul Wallenberg. He saved thousands of Hungarian Jews from the Nazis during World War II. Design includes a portrait of Wallenberg on the telephone with the background of the Holocaust survivors looking over his shoulders. The stamps go on sale nationwide today. Roman Catholic Church officials say the Shroud of Turin will go on display next year. It will be shown off April 18th through June 24th of 98 at Turin, Italy Cathedral. The shroud was rescued from fire 2 weeks ago. Fire heavily damaged a cathedral housing the cloth venerated as Jesus Christ's burial shroud. A shroud is now in a secret location while the commission investigates the cause of the blaze. The shroud, which was not damaged, is rarely shown to the public. Police in Clay, New York, say they busted two high school sophomores for allegedly selling fake raffle tickets after they spelled raffle incorrectly. Two 17-year-old Cicero North Syracuse High School students charged with the misdemeanor, larceny. One police officer says the students wanted to raise money to buy cigarettes. Police say the teens admit they made yellow $2 tickets on a home computer touting a $100 reward. Touting a $100 award. 20 to 30 tickets were sold. Teens will appear at a hearing on May 1st. Battle over banning of street hockey in one Canadian town is heating up. Famed NHL brawler Dave Tiger Williams says he'll pay a fine for any kid penalized for playing street hockey. He's upset that Mirakamiki, New Brunswick police have threatened to fine children who play hockey on public streets. Street hockey is forbidden in other Canadian cities, but is rarely enforced. London's The Sun newspaper reports Madonna may buy the mansion where the future King Edward VII is said to have had an affair with actress Lily Langtry. Owner of the $7.3 million home, George Apter, says, "I think she fell in love with it. House has an indoor pool and 9 bedrooms." New Orleans officials expect smaller crowds than usual when New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival begins today. Music celebration continues through Sunday and resumes the 1st through the 4th. Magic Johnson says he'd play in 2000 Olympics in Sydney only if basketball superstar Michael Jordan suits up as well. Quote from the LA Lakers star, I want to play only with the greatest and the best, and that means Michael Jordan. The two were teammates on an original team at the 1992 Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. Ellen DeGeneres tells Diane Sawyer on tonight's primetime that she was thrown out of the house after she told her father and stepmother that she was gay. DeGeneres says they kicked her out because her stepmom has two daughters. She also says her first sexual experience with another woman came at age 18. That was with her best friend. DeGeneres says they both had boyfriends at the time and were seeing each other on the side. Woody Harrelson's father seeking a new trial. He's serving a life sentence in Colorado for the murder of a federal judge in 1979. Charles Harrelson claims his civil rights were violated in a 1982 trial. Also says government covered up evidence that could have helped his case. Dennis Miller tells the syndicated talk show Crook and Chase, acting in movies pays his bills, but the hours stink. About acting, he says, I don't want to do it anymore because I work too hard. He also says he doesn't want to work 14 hours a day or stay away from his family that long. New book called The Last Will and Testament of Jackie Kennedy Onassis features her will, photographs, her death certificate, and chronology of her life. It's being published by an author 3 years after Jackie Kennedy Onassis' death. The author said she's one of the great icons of our time, and many will want a piece of what she was about. And Jerry Springer is adding news commentary to the resume. Chicago's NBC station, a TV affiliate, will let him discuss topical issues relating to the city. He starts his run on WMAQ May 5th. President and General Manager Lyle Banks says, we're not sure how long it's going to last or whether it may move to our other newscasts. Springer will continue hosting the syndicated talk show, which is shot in the studios in the same place. One other thing, let's go over the top movie rentals on Friday. Here are the top 10. First Wives Club, Sleepers, The Long Kiss Goodnight, Courage Under Fire, The Chamber, Romeo and Juliet, Super Cop, Glimmer Man, Fargo, and Extreme Measures. There it is, some of the other news, some of the other items in the news this Friday morning. Time check 8 till 5, and once again, the WHES Storm Team Weather. Brand new forecast from Chris Phillips. Still looks good. Sunny, 64 on this day before the great balloon race. Tonight, for the balloon glow, 42. So chilly, but should be nice. And sunny and 67 Saturday. So today and tomorrow, just ideal. Sunday, watch out. Cloudy, chance of rain. High near 65. Northwest wind at 7 this morning is partly cloudy in Louisville now and 47 degrees.
Overdrive Trucking News, brought to you by Overdrive Magazine, the magazine for the American trucker. Truckers are taking issue with President Clinton's proposed highway program. The six-year transportation funding package calls for allowing the collection of tolls on existing interstates, and that's not sitting well with some groups. The Interstate Truckload Carriers Conference has vowed to make defeating the plan a top priority. The American Trucking Association has also expressed dissatisfaction with the plan. These groups and others argue fuel taxes were used to build these roads and continue to cover the cost of maintaining them. Trucks will be hauling more of the country's mail. The U.S. Postal Service says it can save $30 million a year by moving mail from planes to trucks. A new Postal Service truck hub in Indianapolis will see some 750,000 pounds of mail trucked in every day. Last year, the Postal Service spent $1.3 billion on moving the mail by air. You're listening to OTN.
For over 37 years, Overdrive has been the magazine to stand up and speak out for the American trucker, like Larry Williams.
I've been driving cross-country now for almost 19 years, and I've been reading Overdrive for the biggest part of that. But I think it helps me be a better driver, because if a state changes the weight limits or length regulations or something like that, a lot of times it'll be in there before the company gets a hold of it or before they get a hold of me. It helps me make more money, and it keeps me from paying out money that I could spend somewhere else besides on tickets. and that makes Mama very happy. And I like to try to keep Mama happy.
Overdrive Magazine. For a subscription, call 1-800-777-DRIVE.
In carrier news, the parent company of Atlas Van Lines reports a record year for 1996.
Atlas World Group had $450 million in business, a 31% increase over 1995's record of $316 million. Officials say the recent addition of the Red Ball Corporation last May accounted for about $68 million more in additional revenue. Dick Simon Trucking is moving ahead with a campaign not only to improve the image of truckers, but to serve children as well. The company has been applying decals to their trailers to draw attention to the problem of child abuse. The parent of several carriers is making an unusual business deal. U.S. Transportation Systems will merge with Precept Investors, a Dallas-based distributor of business forms and product management systems. USTS will buy Precept with proceeds of a 36 million share stock sale. USTS will then set up a separate division to run Gulf Northern, Mencor, TransLinx, and J&J Transportation. This is OTN.
Oh, play me some mountain music.
They've been voted Artist of the Decade.
Grandpa used to play.
Entertainer of the Year five times. They're the biggest selling group in country music history. Alabama. Heartland Music presents Alabama in a special two-album collection.
In the corner of my mind stands a jukebox.
You'll get all their best-loved hits.
There's no way.
But this special collection is not in stores. Please order now.
You got the touch.
Call 1-800-767-9500 to order Alabama for only $14.98 for records or cassettes or $19.98 for CDs plus $3.50 shipping. Use your credit card and save COD charges by calling now. 1-800-767-9500.
Nevada could soon lose its federal highway funds. About $70 million could be lost if the city of Las Vegas does not come up with a way to meet federal clean air standards for the next 20 years.
Depend on us. We're 84.
All the ones who went away to in the morning.
The jury hears its first witness today in the trial of Oklahoma City bombing suspect Timothy McVeigh. Yesterday was taken up by opening statements from the attorneys. As the jury listened, so did Roy Sells, whose wife of 38 years died in the explosion 2 years ago. He says he'll be in the Denver courtroom every day.
I just want to make sure that the people that they've caught are the people that did this terrible, terrible crime. And the only way that I know for sure is to be there.
A Denver couple, school teachers, have opened their home to Sells for the duration of the trial. In Washington, a suspicious package arrived at headquarters of the Jewish Brotherhood organization, B'nai B'rith, yesterday, containing a liquid that frightened a lot of people and led to evacuation and decontamination of everyone inside the building. The FBI still hasn't identified the substance, but says it's not dangerous. What about the note that was inside the package?
We're opening it up as a terrorist matter, and we're going to investigate it as such. We'd like to keep the contents of the letter and the description of that confidential at this time until we further develop that information.
FBI agent Tom Picard. The Senate gave President Clinton a major foreign policy victory last night when it voted to ratify a treaty outlawing chemical weapons.
The treaty takes effect next week. The U.S. is one of over 160 countries that have signed on. Some of the nations that have not signed are so-called outlaw countries, such as Iran and Libya. President Clinton says the international agreement will make it easier to cut off shipments of chemicals and weapons-making equipment to those countries.
ABC's Vic Ratner. British police report a couple of explosions this morning along the stretch of highway they closed earlier after receiving more coded phone call threats. There were no injuries. There was no apparent damage to the highway. Witnesses say it appeared the explosions were off the roadway and empty fields. You're listening to ABC News.
Nothing makes you feel more like a VIP than a big welcome. Wouldn't it be nice to get that feeling when you're on the road? Well, you're always a VIP at Davis Brothers Travel Plaza, the Welcome Centers. Right now at Davis Brothers, you can get your very own VIP card, entitling you to 5 cents off every gallon of gasoline you purchase at Davis Brothers. And just to make you feel more important, your VIP card also gets you a free dinner on your birthday at Cleo's Restaurant. There's a Cleo's at every Davis Brothers, offering real down-home cooking 24 hours a day. And Davis Brothers has all those other things that make traveling easier, like batteries, snacks, drinks, automotive needs, audio books, and more, ready for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every week of the year. You can even get milk on your way home. Get treated like a VIP with a VIP card from Davis Brothers Travel Plaza at Lebanon Junction, Sonora, and Pendleton in Kentucky, and Sellersburg and Memphis in Indiana. Davis Brothers Travel Plaza, your exit to excellence.
And this too shall pass.
9X. Directory assistance. What listing?
The Justice Department has given the all clear to 9X and Bell Atlantic to merge operations in a $23 billion marriage that would create a phone company second in size only to AT&T, with phone lines extending from Maine to Virginia. Sam Simon, legal advisor to a telecommunications advocacy group, says this is just the beginning.
The entire telecommunications industry is being restructured, and consumers are going to see a different company every day, or every year, something different about their telephone service.
The big battle will come, he says, as local phone services restructure to compete with long-distance carriers who want to provide local phone service. The bodies of two young women, clerks kidnapped from an ice cream store, were found in a state park near Clarksville, Tennessee yesterday. Police haven't revealed the cause of death nor any other information on the condition of the bodies when they were found. The Baskin-Robbins store where they worked had a surveillance camera, but the tape had been removed. At Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland, a military jury began its deliberations yesterday in the trial of Staff Sergeant Delmar Simpson, who was accused of raping a number of women recruits. The country's not ready for Ms. President. That's the view of First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton, who told a mostly student audience at the University of Louisville yesterday, our political system puts a special burden on women and people of color to, quote, go out and really sell yourself to the general public. This is ABC News. It's 5:04. Good morning. I'm Eric Cooper. News Radio 84, WHAS. Tragic new developments in Wednesday night's disappearance of two Clarksville, Tennessee women. Authorities discovered the bodies of 21-year-old Angela Holmes and 16-year-old Michelle Mace yesterday off a hiking path about 2 miles from the ice cream store where they had worked. Police haven't said how the women were killed. They were kidnapped Wednesday night during an apparent robbery at the store. Two young boys have admitted to setting a 3-alarm blaze in the Portland neighborhood. The Wednesday night fire completely destroyed the Lumber Boys warehouse at 21st and Rowan. The boys, ages 8 and 10, told authorities they had set a series of fires in the building and thought they had put them all out. The boys have not been charged, but they will face a court hearing concerning the matter. First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton wrapped up her visit to Derby City last night by answering questions on everything from her New York Times bestseller, It Takes a Village, to her daughter leaving for college.
It's like anybody who sends off a child to college or into the world of work or the military. It's a big change in your life. And so we're going to try to be as mature about it as possible, but some days will be better than others.
Mrs. Clinton was the fourth and final guest at the Kentucky Author Forum. More than 600 people attended the sold-out event at the Kentucky Center for the Arts. Mrs. Clinton also spent a portion of the day speaking on the importance of volunteerism with students and faculty at the University of Louisville. She then met with the Louisville delegation to the President's Summit for America's Future. It's 5:06 at News Radio 84 WHAS. Here are Thursday's winning numbers in the Kentucky Lottery. The pick 3, 435. The pick 4, 8440. And cash 5, 518, 19, 21, and 31. And the Hoosier Lottery Daily 3, 479. The Daily 4, 8878. And the Lucky 5, 7, 13, 29, 30,
and 32. Chris Phillips is coming up next with the WHAS Storm Team Forecast. 506 at News Radio 84 WHAS.
You know, there's only one thing better than finding all appliances, electronics, and computers on sale at Sears.
And what's that?
Free delivery.
Free delivery?
Sure, if you need a new range, refrigerator, dishwasher, TV, VCR, or phone from brand names like Kenmore, GE, Whirlpool, RCA, Sony, and AT&T, then now's the time to buy. Plus, you get free delivery on any home appliance over $399.
You can't get a better deal than that.
So, what are you waiting for?
The sale ends Saturday.
I'm on my way.
Bye-bye. Bows excluded. Free delivery with mail-in rebate. U.S. delivery only. See store for details.
Here at Post Cereals, this week is Grape Nuts Energy Week. It's the week we eat grape nuts every day and see how good we feel. It's got all those carbohydrates for energy. Nearly twice the carbs of Wheaties per serving. And around here, we've got some big plans.
I'll be leaving the car at home and jogging to work.
I think I'm finally going to join the volleyball team.
Want to join us? Just have a bowl of grape nuts every morning for 7 days and see how you feel.
I'm going to be blading to work all week.
Actual results may vary.
Join Joe Elliott for the big 50,000-watt conversation. Local news, local views, 9 till midnight on 84 WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station.
WHAS, Storm Team Forecast.
Good morning, I'm Chris Phillips with a great-looking Friday ahead. Mostly sunny, high today of 64 degrees. Tonight we'll see partly cloudy skies, low of 42. Saturday starts out clear, becomes partly sunny. Saturday evening may see some showers, and Sunday, it looks great for the great balloon race, and Saturday's high, 67 degrees. Currently, Covington is clear in 39, Frankfort clear in 37. Here in Louisville, partly cloudy and 47 degrees. I'm Chris Phillips. That's the WHAS Storm Team Forecast.
And I'm Eric Cooper. News Radio 84, WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
Philadelphia Freedom on 84 WHAS. Feels like a great balloon race weekend kind of song, does it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, it's going to be a fabulous day today. It's a beautiful morning out there. It's just really nice.
You realize if these balloons get off on time tomorrow morning, and so far it looks like they will, we owe Chris Phillips breakfast for 2 days, remember?
What happened to the, what about the barbecue I served him yesterday? I thought there was prepayment.
That's right.
Boy, how quickly you forget.
He said yesterday that's a start, guys.
Listen, that's champion ribs and chicken.
Oh, yeah.
It was great stuff. Yeah. And biscottis. I saw you guys devouring those desserts. Woohoo.
We had to try. Did you see Rogers? Paul Rogers?
He can eat better than anybody I see.
He's a bottomless pit.
It's amazing.
It is.
I mean, we talk about Ralph Dix, but yeah. Rogers can eat circles around it. It's a beautiful morning. It's 47 degrees. With a big old moon up there this morning, it's really pretty. It's going to be a sunny day with a high of 64. It's going to be a good one. We're going to have the pill pull for the great balloon race down at the Waterside Park. It's by the Humana Building today, about noon or so. We'll draw for post positions for the Kentucky Derby. And on Sunday, Bob's Pub's holding its annual Stick Horse Derby. It's at 2 o'clock at Bob Hedge Park. Everybody's invited to come on out and enjoy the festivities. Races for any age child who can walk up to 6 years old. Prizes will be given to all, with the winners of each race receiving a trophy. There's a $30 fee, and all the proceeds benefit the WHAS Crusade for Children. And if you don't have any money, they'll find you a sponsor. So they also need some volunteers. Mary Hedge of Bob's Pubs looking for volunteers, so be sure to stick around for after the race for the benefit action. But she needs some volunteers, so if you can volunteer, call Mary Hedge at Bob's Pub in Jeffersonville, 283-8919. And it'll be glad to put you to work, I bet you. Hey, Stu, good morning.
Wayne, I could have sworn I heard you say the B word.
The balloon?
The balloon word, you bet.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen. Well, are you going to fly this morning?
Yeah, we're awakening the Alliant Health System hot air balloon team, and we're headed out to Long Run Park to do a passenger flight this morning.
You mean the captain has to awaken the team?
Well, actually, they're probably awakened on their way in, but you know, I have to feel like I do something. I have such a good team, they do most of it.
Stuart Crawford, you are so funny. So who are you going to carry today?
We have a couple of guests from Alliant Health System that wanted to go out for a balloon flight, and they chose Derby weekend when they made their reservations. This is the Derby weekend for balloonists. You realize next week is just one of those other celebrations.
Oh, yeah. The Humana balloon is going to be the hair balloon this year, right?
John Hitron, I think, is the pilot. You bet.
All right. Well, good. We'll be flying tomorrow. It looks like everything's going to be just great. Won't it be nice to lift off on Saturday morning for a change?
We're looking forward to it. The forecast is great. You know, all the pilots and balloons are ready, and we hope we get a huge turnout at the launch field to cheer us on, and we are ready to go out there and do some fierce balloon flying.
That'll be fun. You may have some competition. I heard from Pete Capizzi the other day that the Corbell balloon may be up this morning. Don Fightmaster aboard promoting his golf tournament later.
I wouldn't be surprised if you look out this morning and see probably a half a dozen of us from different states in the city. The winds are out of the north, so you know, we'll probably all launch, you know, around the Middletown area and fly south from there.
I gotcha. Okay. Stuart, the 46 balloons you'll fly tomorrow, how many of them are from out of town?
About half, Wayne. You know, we have a strong complement of local pilots that fly. Most of the special shapes are from out of town. So I think the eight or nine of those that will be in the race this year are some town folks. But you'll see a lot of familiar faces.
All right, great.
Brian Beasley, Jerry Kopis, Charlie Hurst, and all of these fellas that are past winners and strong performers are going to be out there. And local pilots are going to take the first three spots, I have a feeling.
So.
Absolutely.
You feel a little cocky, huh?
Well, not cocky. We've got a great team, great equipment. We're flying in the best city in the world. It can't get any better than that. We're winners before we even lift off.
Yeah. All right, but all right. By the way, I got a note from Mark Johnson, who's in the Whopper hot air balloon. Said, Wayne, I want to let you know that we're not going to be able to get here for the Derby balloon event this year, but we're coming to town for a couple of days, and he's going to be up next Tuesday and Wednesday, I guess. Where's Mark flying out of now?
Wayne, I'm sorry. I'm in a bad cell area right now.
Are you? Okay. Mark Johnson, who flies the Whopper hot air balloon for Burger King, said, let me know that they're going to be out of town this weekend. They're going to be around. But he's going to be in town with a Whopper on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay, Wayne.
That's okay. I'll see you in the air. Stuart, we'll be watching for you. Have a great day. It's 5:18 of the morning team at 84 WHAS.
Bank One profiles Paige, owner of a home that's about to get better.
What we've always...